Good morning. On Wednesday, the 22nd of December, we've got a limited schedule today. We've got one college football game to look at. We've got some hoops. We've got a lot of hoops in college ball and one NBA pick. Yesterday wasn't too bad. Hockey again was the winner. Won the game over the total and then the same game parlay and then 2-0 in the NFL. I believe the basketball was a losing day. So, we come back with basketball today and football. Let's start with the football. Got the Military Bowl, and that will feature Army against Missouri. So, this is SEC versus a service academy. You know, the inclination would be to take Missouri plus 6.5. The problem with that is they've had a lot of, we're just going to call it opt-outs. Could be some COVID issue, could be some injuries. They seem to be in disarray. I don't think they're going to come ready to play in this game. This is Army. This is their game. This is a Military Bowl game. So they want this. This is their Super Bowl, if you will. That and playing the other academies, of course. But they want to show off against a SEC team. Now, that being said, they're going to come with their option attack, heavy on the run, light on the pass. And that's typically a great situation when there's not much time to prepare. Missouri, of course, has had plenty of time to prepare for it. It's an entirely different attack than your average opponent. That's why it requires a little bit more time to prepare for. That being said, Army will be prepared because these guys, there's no opting out. They're serious about their business. They come to play. And, you know, for lack of a better word, a lot of the major college athletes today, and for good reason, hey, they should be concerned about their future. They should be concerned about their money. But for the average fan of these teams, the pussy behavior of, I'm opting out, I'm not going to play, it just doesn't seem right. And especially if you're an old school fan, so get your tail out there and play and win for your team, the team that, you know, the school that you've been getting paid for the last year. And before that, you got a free scholarship, free education. So it is what it is. I get it. There's certainly no ill will towards an athlete who thinks he has a professional future ahead. He doesn't want to blow out his knee in the final game of his career. I think that maybe it was a Jalen Smith who got from Notre Dame who got blown up in his bowl game, his final college game. And never really came back all the way, although he did get drafted in the second round and still made $12 million a year on his last contract before he got released. So, you know, you can still play football. Anyway, enough said on that. This isn't the political channel, although that might be fun. Missouri and Army, I'm going to take over 53.5. The long roundabout route there is, it's going to be hard for me to go against the SEC getting 6.5 points. It's going to be hard for me to go against Army, who is going to be better focused. What I do think will happen is that because of Missouri missing a lot of defensive components and Army pretty much being able to score, well, I would say at will, with the exception they didn't do too much against Navy. And I think Missouri still has enough firepower to put points up against Army. You know, Army, was it Wake Forest, had a enormous scoring game. That's not going to be this game, but it's going to be over 53.5, in my opinion. So that's the official play in college, over 53.5. Word of warning, if you will, that number has come down about 6 points, which means the money pressure is to the downside. So this is going against the betting general number. But I think you're going to find that number pop up here shortly. It's 53.5. It's not going, I think it's going to finish higher than that. I think we'll be on the right side of the line when it's all said and done here. Enough said on that. NBA, one game that looks reasonably promising. The Clippers at Sacramento. I'm going to take the Clippers -5.5. You know, Sacramento's just, they had a little bit of a bump when they fired their coach. But that bump, I think, is about worn out. Then we'll take the college hoop scene. It's quite a few picks here. Colgate and Vermont. We'll take Colgate +8 points. I do think Vermont wins, call it 69-66, but the other 5 points is enough for me to take Colgate in this situation in a relatively low-scoring game. Then we'll go with Liberty plus 2.5 over University of Northern Iowa, you and I. I think Liberty should win this game by 8. I've got it 71-63, and I'm getting 2.5 points, so can't pass up Liberty, although UNI is a solid program. They've been a solid program in basketball for 20 years, being a little bit, you know, a little less smaller class than Iowa and Iowa State, but they still get enough athletes up there to play quality basketball. All right, so then the next one would be the Tommies of St. Thomas against Denver. We did well with Tommy's last game, was a couple days ago. Although it was interesting, it was another one of those games. They were up by 20-some odd points at halftime, and they won maybe by 6 to 8, covering the spread by, and I'm just rounding, I'm just trying to remember, I think they covered by 2 to 3 points, maybe 4, after blowing out the first half. This could be fairly similar game, but they're getting 2.5 points this time. I think they're going to maybe flip it around and be stronger in the second half. Tommy's plus 2.5. I don't know if that's one of the best nicknames or one of the worst nicknames? St. Thomas Tommies. All right. 2.5 points given to Tommies. We'll take them. Then Arizona and Tennessee, a little bit more of a marquee game than the ones gone over so far. Going to take Arizona plus 1.5. I mean, it's pretty much a pick'em game. You could take the money line for a little extra plus juice, but you never know. 1 point loss. I'm just going to pay that. I'm just going to pay for the plus 1.5 as standard. We'll go under 153.5. It's moving down slightly. It'll probably be lower yet. It'll probably be 152.5 by the time it tips off, in my opinion. So we're on the right side of the line, I hope. But Arizona and Tennessee under 153.5, and Arizona plus 1.5. And we move to Wyoming and Stanford. Going to take, this is a fairly similar situation. Wyoming on the road. We're going to take Wyoming plus 1.5. Again, you could take the money line, but I'll take the 1 point just in case it's a barn burner. Wyoming plus 1.5. And then we move to Southern Utah and Dixie State. Looks like a under 157.5 to me. I have this coming into a high side of 153. And again, nothing is guaranteed, but it could be as low as 135 or so. So I'll take the under 157.5, Dixie State, Southern Utah. Finally, Missouri State and St. Mary's go the other direction. We'll take the over 126.5. I think it's about 133 in this game. It's enough, and the upside pressure is there for me. It looks like it could go higher than that. That's kind of a floor. There, let's see, 128.5 is my floor, which is still over 126.5. So you never know. These things can go any different way. I have game plans that you didn't expect coming in from either one of the coaches on all of these games, injury that you didn't expect, or right before the game starts, someone's out for COVID or something. You don't know right now. So be careful with these games. There isn't a lot of reason to take more than one unit plays in these games until COVID somehow kind of clears itself up. But yeah, we got to do some good damage in the basketball world now, since hockey, which has been a total cash cow, is off. Looks like starting up the Monday after Christmas, the 26th, Boxing Day for Europe and Canada. But we'll see, and I hope it does. And of course, they have some leeway now that they're out of the Olympics. They've opted out all of the NHL players, so they'll have some time to make up if they want to cancel a few more games. All right, good luck.